Aiston, A-I-S-T-O-N, Matthew, 2495. Today's 2226. Matthew is a 30-year-old man, comes in today with nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain. Patient has been on semaglutide, has been on the highest dose for some time. He quit taking it for about a month, and he went back to it again. He did not start with a lower dose. He started with the same dose of 2 milligrams. He got deathly ill over the weekend. He had nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain on Sunday, on Monday. Oh, no, on Saturday, on Sunday, the symptoms were less. Today, they're much less, but his wife wanted him to be checked to make sure he doesn't have any other issues or problems, period. In the paragraph, I explained to the patient that weight loss sometimes can cause gallstones, and it's a good thing he's here today, period. He also has hypertension, most likely sleep apnea with a high Epworth, E-P-W-O-R-T-H score, leg pain, leg swelling, arm pain, and multiple issues and problems that he's brought to our mind today, period. His blood pressure is 144 over 83, but at home usually it's 155 over 100, period. Family history, no positive for hypertension, diabetes, but no colon cancer, no coronary artery disease, no high cholesterol, no other issues reported, medical problems, obesity, most likely sleep apnea with a high Epworth score and RVH. He social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs. He's an electrician, works at a plant. He lost 50 pounds. He started, and then he started on the semaglutide. He'd done quite well. He's married and has children. Review of system as above, 299 pounds, 98.2, 95, 18, 91, 144 over 85. On the review of system as above, with nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, no hematemesis, no seizure convulsion, heart pulses, pump pulses, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows cavity, skin shows no rash, or mucosa with any lesion. Number one, nausea and vomiting, most likely related to high dose semaglutide. Number two, stay off the semaglutide. Number three, I recommended maybe Zepbound, which is trizepatide, instead of semaglutide because it has a much better profile for nausea and vomiting. Next number, we're going to start him on 7 milligrams since it's not the highest dose, or 7.5 milligrams since it's not the, it's a mid-dose for trizepatide. Next one is Zofran for nausea and vomiting, but he's already better. Next one is Lisinopril, 10 hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5, one tablet a day for blood pressure. Next one is RVH, next one is LVH, next one is sleep apnea, next one is most likely improved sleep apnea, next one is fatty liver, next one is lower extremity edema, multifactorial, next one is carotid ultrasound within normal limits with family history of hypertension and stroke. Next one is history of vertigo, carotid ultrasound within normal limits. Next one is thyroid looks good. Next number is findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, he was told to come back if he gets worse for further studies, but there's definitely no gallstones noted. He definitely does have a fatty liver, which I'm sure it's improved after 50-pound weight loss. Thank you.